On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, What Love Got to Do with It? It was the story of the three Hebrew children who would not bow down to an idol. And we learned how people love God in the past. And there's one more thing that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Daniel chapter 3 and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Daniel. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Daniel chapter 3 as we take a look in the book.
He says, America will never become a socialist country. But only half the people stood up. See, even if you wasn't a Republican, you should have been standing up. If you didn't stand up for nothing else, you should have been standing up for that. Even if you was a Democrat, you should have been standing for that. Even if you are independent, you should have been standing for that. Even if you are part of the Green Party, you should have been standing for that. So that America would never become a socialist country. But there's a movement, ladies and gentlemen. See, the reason a lot of those folks didn't stand is because they're trying to push socialism. As a matter of fact, if don't just think that those immigrants that's coming in here, that's more of a humanity thing. What they are trying to do, they are trying to bring folks here that comes from socialist countries to come here and start a revolution here in our country. Because they know the average American don't want to be no socialist. Oh, see, y'all don't even know what socialist is, I guess. When I'm talking about socialism, see, every communist country starts out being a socialist. I'm talking about countries like Russia, countries like China, countries like North Korea, countries like Nicaragua, Colombia, Cuba. That's what we are talking about. And there's a movement, ladies and gentlemen, for communism to come to America. And you think about the reason that I don't want it to come and the reason you ought not want it to come is because everywhere that socialism and communism come in, then Christianity goes out. Yeah, see, over in Russia used to be a Christian nation, but when communism came in, they ran all the Christians out. China used to be a Christian nation, but when communism came in, it ran all the Christians out. Even down here in Cuba, they had Christians until communism came in, and it ran all of the Christians out. Whenever communism come in, they clamp down on freedom of religion and freedom of speech. And there's a movement today. There's a movement today to bring on this one world, new world order. There's a movement, particularly among the Democratic Party. There is a wing, not all Democrats, there's a wing in the Democratic Party. The Democrat progressive wings. They call themselves the Democrat socialists. They are pushing for socialism. In plain sight, they're no longer being quiet about it. They pushing it in plain sight today. And they are targeting the millenniums. See, anybody that's over 50 years old, you was raised with the communistic scare. See, if you're older than 50 years old, you had to do some down and duck drill because of the communism threat. But see, these kids are growing up in a totally different world. And the government, when socialism come in, the catch is free education. Yeah. And so all these kids, they listen. Free health care. Free money for this. Free money for that. Then your mama tell you, that's nothing. It's free. Then your mama tell you, girls, if a boy is keep taking you out on a date and he keep buying the food when you go to the restaurant, he take you to the movie, he pay for you to go to the movie, he pay for the popcorn, he pay for the soda waters and the drinks, he pay for the peanuts. When you go to the amusement park, he pay for the amusement park. He pay for all the rides. He pay for the entertainment. If he's paying for everything, sooner or later, he gonna want something in return. In the same way, young folks, if the government gonna give you free education, if they gonna give you free this and free money, then the government gonna want something in return. Don't fall for the okie doke. Don't fall to all that peer pressure. Listen, I saw peer pressure when President Trump was getting that meeting. I saw peer pressure, particularly on those ladies that was dressed in white. When I saw those ladies dressed in white, because I was thinking about my sermon, when I saw those ladies dressed in white, I said, now how many of those ladies really wanted to dress in white? And how many of them just dressed in white because of peer pressure? And then I started watching those ladies. Every time President Trump would say something, they'd look at one another. Go watch the film. They'd look at one another. They didn't know whether to clap or not clap. When he say something, they didn't know whether to stand or not stand. In other words, we elected them to be leaders. But what I saw on Tuesday night, they was acting like followers. I said, we're going to have to pray for those ladies, because we done put them in a position that they ain't really ready for. Yeah, when you got to look to the right, I look to the left, I look behind you before you make a decision, then something is wrong with you if you are a leader. A true leader has the courage in their heart. And a true leader don't have to look to the right. A true leader don't have to look to the left. A true leader don't have to look over his shoulder. A true leader can look straight ahead and do what God done told him to do. A true leader don't look around and see if somebody else is clapping. A true leader don't see if somebody else is not clapping. See, a true leader will clap if they got to clap by themselves. A true leader will sit down even when everybody else is standing. A true leader will stand when everybody else is sitting. A true leader will stand if they got to stand all by themselves. Hear me good this morning. Singles, don't you hook up with nobody. And we don't need to be voting for somebody unless they can stand for Jesus all by themselves. Because if a person won't stand for Jesus, they'll fall down to anything. We got to quit looking around and getting into this peer pressure. We got to remember that one day we got to all stand before God and give an account. And on that judgment day, God is not going to say, now, how many friends did you have on Facebook? How many followers did you have in Twitter? But what God want to know, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? Did you stand up for Jesus, or did you bow down to the idols of this world? Oh, so this is an amazing story. It teaches us how God's people love God in the present, but it also teaches us how God's people love God in the future. Yeah, that's the third thing. It teaches us how God's people love God in the future. Because, see, ladies and gentlemen, there is a day coming where the church won't always be here. Did you hear what I said? There's a day, there's a time coming that the church is not going to always be here. See, people think we got time to get into the church. We got time to get out. Listen. Just like it was back in Noah's day, and Noah preached 120 years, but there came a day, there came a time that God told Noah, get on board. Quit preaching, just get on board. Get your family on board, Noah. And get the animals on board. And then the Bible says God closed the door. And when God closed the door, Noah couldn't open it. Nobody could open it. And the people, they got left behind. There's going to come a day. There's going to come a time that God is going to say, that's enough. That's enough. Time is over with now for the church. And God is going to get the last person in the church. And then God is going to close the door. And when God closed the door, all hell is going to break loose, because he's going to lift his church and get his church out the way. And when he get the church out the way, all hell is going to break loose. Do you know why all hell ain't broke loose today? It's because the church is in the way. The world would be a whole lot worse, but the world can't be as bad as it could be because the church is in the way. See, the reason that the darkness is just not taking over the world is because some of God's people is letting their light shine. And when that day happens, there's going to come the Antichrist to the throne. And he's going to act just like Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to have a one world ruler, and he's going to set up his image. And he's going to have his numbering system. And if you don't accept that 666, then you're going to die. He's going to kill you. And then he's going to set up his idol. And if you don't bow down and worship his idol God, then you're going to die. He's going to kill you. Just read Revelation 13 when you get home. But I stopped by to tell you today, don't ever bow down to the idols of this world. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Don't bow down to the false god. Because the Bible tells us, don't be scared of man that can destroy your body. But you ought to be scared of him that can destroy your body and your soul in hell. See, whatever man can do to you, it won't last long. If they're going to chop off your head, that's going to be over with just like that. If they're going to give you a lethal injection, it's going to be over with just like that. If they put you in an electric chair, it's going to be over with just like that. But if God throw your behind in hell, it won't be over with just like that. It's gonna last forever and ever and ever and ever and then some. So don't bow down. And see, there's a blessing in suffering. Did you hear what I said? It's a blessing. There's always some blessings. As a matter of fact, when you read the rest of this story, you'll find out that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got three blessings from suffering for God. The first blessing they got was they got a promotion, a new promotion. As a matter of fact, when you read the end of this story, the last two verses, the Bible says, therefore I make a decree that every people, verse 29, nation, language, would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill. In other words, a public toilet, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. In other words, their God, Shadrach and Abednego God, was at the bottom, but when their God was with them in the fire, Nebuchadnezzar saw that, he said, that is the God that everybody ought to be worshiping. And if anybody say anything negative about that God, then his behind is mine. I'm gonna cut him up. And then he promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They got a new promotion. They got a new job, new opportunities. How many of you know that God used suffering like a springboard to spring you to where he wants you to be? See, God is trying to elevate you, but he got to use suffering to do it. That's why the Bible says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. In other words, God is up to something great in your life. So when suffering show up, quit complaining about suffering, because suffering is the delivery boy to get you to higher heights. Oh, yeah. But they found their new fellowship in that furnace. They found new fellowship because Nebuchadnezzar, when he went over there and looked in the furnace, he says, did not we throw in three? He said, but I done counted four. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Lord have mercy. Jesus done got down there in the fire. But then he said that's what he would do. Isaiah 43, he says, when you go through the waters, I'll be with you. When you go through the river, it will not overflow you. When you get in the fire won't burn you. Why? Because he was going to be with you right there in the fire. Oh, God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. God is better than your mama. God is better than your daddy. God is better than your friend, because your friends often walk out on you in trouble. But when your friends walk out, God turns around and he walks in. You get fellowship in the furnace, but you get new freedom down there in the furnace. Because Nebuchadnezzar, when he looked in there, he said, wait a minute. Didn't we throw them in there bound? I know we wrapped them up, tangling them up. I know we done tied them all up. He said, but when I look down in there, I see them walking. I see them walking in freedom. Think about it. They was walking in the fiery furnace. They supposed to have been bound, but they walking. As a matter of fact, I think they was down there. Lord have mercy. I believe they was cutting a step down there. Down there in the furnace. But isn't that how God works? Whatever man put on you, God knows how to get it off of you. Whatever the devil bind you with, God knows how to loose you from being bound. God knows how to set you free. Do I have a witness today? God knows how to set his people free. And see, when you really love God, when God done brought you out of the world, when God done cleaned you up and done filled you up with his Holy Spirit, you start walking in freedom. You start talking right. You start walking right. You start doing right. Why? Because you are free. You don't have to follow the crowd. Why? Because you are free to do what God done created you to do. And it don't matter where you at, you still can walk in freedom because you have liberated power. Your mind done been free. Your heart done been free. Your will done been free. That's why when Paul was in jail, Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So y'all go on and do what y'all gonna do, because I'm gonna keep doing what I'm supposed to do. So, and I already done made up my mind. You need to make up your mind. See, Paul had a testimony just like these people had. And see, you got to have even though testimony. Even though God don't bless me. Even though God don't deliver me. Even if God don't set me free, I'm still going to serve him anyhow. So Paul said, y'all go and do whatever you want to do. Because if you let me live, I'm free to tell somebody about Jesus. And if you kidding me, I'm still free because now I'm free to go home and live with the Lord. So either way it go, I'm in a win-win situation. I'm free. That's why the songwriter said, I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. What a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? I said, do anybody know what I'm talking about? Do I have any freedom, folks, in the house of the Lord? Do I have anybody that's done experience the liberating power? Didn't God set you free? Didn't he set you free? I said, didn't he set you free? Won't he set you free? Won't he set you free?
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.